Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just pushed record. Let's go.
Hit the intro.
We're doing that?
Yeah, okay. Why not? I mean, isn't this a show?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, gosh. Amateur hour.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we are off to a flaming start.
Let's go, girls.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you may have guessed, Chuck is not here. I know everybody's shocked because he's always on time and he always communicates effectively and he always is just here to lead the show that is literally called Talk to Chuck. But unfortunately, he did not calculate the fact that there's traffic in Nashville, so he isn't here. But the good news is that you have three ladies leading this until Chuck decides to grace us with his presence. Obviously, we have Abby and Sammy, but today our guest is, I actually do not know how to say your last name, but I know that you do, so introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody, I'm Laura Osnes, and I am starring in Shiners with Chuck, and I'm very, very honored to be here. Thank you all for having me.
So Laura gets to see the other side of Chuck, the CEO side of Chuck, and also the Mason Shiner side of Chuck, which... Right. You know, when he first, I think I mentioned this on the last one, when he first mentioned that he was going to be doing some sort of show in Nashville, he just said that he was like an investor and then he was like a little bit a part of it. And then he was, you know, doing, picking the talent and then he was helping with the choreography, whatever it was. And now he's literally the main fucking character.
He wears every hat.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. So that escalated quickly as we saw. But we, before Chuck gets here, if he ever decides to show up, because you guys do have a show tonight.
We do.
Yeah, you have a show in like an hour.
We do. We have curtain. Yep. In like an hour and a half.
That's crazy. You're just sitting here calmly and you have a show coming up. Wow.
It's fine. Good. My hands actually just started sweating when you said that. So I promise I won't speak too quickly, but let's spill some tea. Tell us about what it's like to work with Chuck at Shiners.
Yeah. Is he late ever?
He's late. He's late all the time.
But all right. So it's not just us.
Chucker.
For us, it's like, oh, he's the boss. So he can come in whenever he wants.
What's that like?
Yeah. Chuck is great, but he is on his own timeline. But we also know he lives very far away.
True.
So, but you think you know, like leave sooner. Would get used to the traffic.
Let's leave sooner.
Yeah, it's almost like he just moved to Nashville. Oh, wait, sure he's been here for 20 years.
It's rush hour right now. And he was like, oh, there's not going to be any traffic.
No. He also lives off 65, which if you're not from Nashville, 65 is a very busy highway, not even during rush hour. So the fact that he thought he was just going to like leave his house at 5:30 and make it downtown by 6, bless his heart. Hilarious. Thank God he's pretty. Anyway,
I was going to say, though, like, I am impressed that at all of the hats that he wears, because he's like a businessman meets like actor meets creative, like singer songwriter, and like all around cool dude. Mm-hmm. You know? He's a good pal.
We agree. That's why we keep him around. That's because Trust me, if he wasn't those things, he would have been gone from the show a long time ago.
There you go.
Abby and I would have
from his own show.
Yeah. Are you kidding? We could have pulled it off.
I mean, honestly, like, who needs Chuck though? I'm here. I'm happy to like talk to Abby and Sammy too.
Listen, do not tempt us with a good time because we will invite you back.
Right. You're welcome back anytime. Because we have a lot to talk about.
Woohoo! Okay, so, you know, on a more serious note, if you can even call it that, walk us through, you know, what your role is. You said, obviously, you're starring in Shiners and you work across, what is it called? Like, across, opposite. There we go. I'm not a very big theater major, so walk us through that.
Yeah. So we essentially play brother-sister in the show. He is Mason and I'm Violet Shiner, and the audience is invited to the Shiner family reunion, and you're all part of the family once you take a sip of moonshine. And when we drink the moonshine, it makes us do crazy things. And so it's really fun. It's witty and stupid and silly and sexual, and it's a spectacle, and like there's a lot going on. You're going to be taken on a wild ride when you come see the show, and I think it's unexpected, and there's nothing like it in Nashville. I've never been a part of anything like this before, and it's a good entertaining night.
I agree. Abby and I went to the what was it, the pre-show, what would you call that, the red carpet,
was that opening night or not?
No, it was like
a dress rehearsal.
Okay. Sure, that sounds very bougie. I like that.
You're learning all the theater terms.
Oh, thank you. I would love to be a theater person. I just don't have the talent. Anyways, I know that you have obviously a role, or I don't want to like give it away because I feel like if you haven't seen the show, I want you to go see Shiners, but I know that you're an active part and you have your own portion of the show. Yeah. Like, how would I say that without giving it away?
I would say that everybody in the cast gets their moment to shine.
Sure. Okay. So that is great. So Shiner, see what you did
there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he's here. I hear the doorbell. Chuck is here. But before he gets here,
just leave him out there for a little while.
Yeah. Make him pay for
what
it.
What else can we talk? Yeah.
No, I want to know, I mean, aside from your portion of when you shine, obviously that's like your favorite moment. Do you have a favorite moment that's like really...
Oh, yeah. Like, I have my moment to shine, but actually I think my favorite moments are all the in-between other moments. The cool part about it is that, like, Chuck and I kind of get to co-host the evening, essentially. And the show was not really like that before I came on board. So what that was kind of the fun part is that I love playing with other people. I that's what I do. And so
we hear someone very quietly entering the studio.
All right, huh?
We're just talking about your show, Shiners.
About what?
About Shiners.
Well, listen.
You have to be there in like an hour, so.
He made it.
Anyways, so Laura was telling us about how her favorite part of the show, well, one of the favorite parts, is that when she gets to like co-host with you. So
I was like, that's the fun part. I was like, yes, I get my moment to shine, but like the funner parts are all the in between.
Oh yeah, fun parts. Jeez.
Like out of breath. Oh my
I
gosh.
Ran. I ran here.
Mix in a lap, buddy.
Man.
Aren't you a performing artist now?
Yeah.
I was like,
really good.
To work on that.
I gotta stop drinking.
The good part is that I like your ensemble right now. That's a nice looking vest, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's kind of your uniform, I feel.
Yeah, I wear this vest a lot lately. So
she sees his vest all the time.
She's like, you look the same as every other time I see you, actually.
Totally sold out on that one. You just sold me out. I was like, I would never wear this.
No, you're late to the show. We've absolutely sold you out since the second we pushed record.
Oh, you guys have been going for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Six.
Well, I mean, I've been here for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
That's longer than you.
Go ahead. You
fine.
Can say it.
I didn't say anything.
Well, welcome to Love Country Talk to Chuck. Did you guys do this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You did that?
We did.
All right. Have you did this yet?
No.
Look who's here.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that your late entrance buzzer?
Yeah.
It is now.
Did you slam 9 Red Bulls on the drive over here? Like, what is wrong with you?
I am high on life, people.
Or just high.
High. Well, no. Now, you know what?
No?
Okay. I've never gotten high.
Today or ever?
Like, just in general.
Oh, wow.
I've never gotten high. I'll tell a secret. I've been around it, been very close to it. I've even put it to my lips. Okay. But
why would you put it to your lips and then not enjoy it?
I'll be honest. I wanted to be cool at the party. So I pretended. Facade.
You know what, Chuck?
He's been an actor his whole life.
The tip counts.
It does?
Yes, it does.
So just the tip counts.
Tip absolutely counts.
I feel like I did one puff once. Again, to say I did it, but I didn't feel anything.
It still counts.
To all the potheads out there, do you have to inhale or can it be in your presence, in your mouth?
I think you have to inhale, don't you?
You gotta inhale,
experience. Yeah, okay. It's not gonna do anything.
That's why I could never smoke pot, because I can't stand inhaling any kind of smoke.
Me neither. And the smell. Can't you put it in brownies though?
Now that I would try. I would try that. That's nice. Brownies. Gummies. I want to try gummies.
I'll bring you some.
I want the kind that I want to feel like good. I don't want to feel like loopy.
No.
Oh, what? I know. Because there's two kinds that make you like so tired. And just like.
Yes, there are two kinds. But there's more than two kinds. Well, but yes, the thing about gummies and the fatal flaw that it seems as though everybody does is that edibles take a long time to hit you.
That's right.
So people will eat a brownie and then they're like, oh, I don't feel anything. And they didn't wait an hour to an hour and a half. Sometimes you got to read the instructions, people. And then they'll eat another one and then they feel like they've left the stratosphere and they hate their life and they're like crying about childhood trauma they didn't even know existed.
Oh. Yeah.
So like that is not the vibes. That is not a good time.
Hey. And it can happen. Oh, I was just saying, it happens accidentally. My husband had a weed brownie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh,
that actually happened on one of my family vacations this summer.
Oh, shoot. My uncle
accidentally ate the wrong cookies. He took an 18-hour nap.
I love that. He just caught up in all of his sleep.
Oh my God, it was so funny. I showed up. I was like, is everything okay? Everybody's like, he's been sleeping for 18 hours. I'm like, oh, okay. Do we call the doctor? What's going on?
Hey, have we talked about Abby and her brand new adventure that she was on a stage at the CMA Awards because
she's a badass.
Because she won a CMA Award.
Go, girl! Yeah. That's so cool! That's amazing! No, we didn't talk about that yet.
We did not.
I got my own trophy.
Did you get your own?
Yes!
What do you mean you got your own?
I have my own. It has my name on it.
You got your own
glass trophy.
Where are you putting it?
Well, it's right by, it's to the left of my TV.
Hold on, wait a minute. You have a CMA award?
Yes.
Yeah, she's part of the show, Chuck.
No, they gave every single person on the show one?
They did. Usually they just give like Bobby, Amy, Eddie, or Lunchbox, but I was included.
You should be. Congratulations. You were part of that show.
I can show you a picture.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
You earned it.
Makes me like Bobby.
Honestly. I know. Okay. Where's
not that I didn't like him before.
I was going to say,
there's me getting it.
You did.
Wow. Isn't that cool? It was really heavy. We picked it up in a box, like a gigantic 2-foot-long box.
Yeah.
And I had to carry it to my car. I was I'm going to drop this.
So they are heavy, actually.
Thank you.
Wait,
do you have one?
No, I've just picked one up before.
He'll come visit yours, apparently.
Mic drop.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't have one? I do.
I didn't mean it.
Okay. Oh my God. You have one too? No,
that's
I don't.
That's so cute. You've held one before? I own one.
Yeah. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it like that. I was just like, oh, that's cool.
No, it's fine.
Okay. But yeah, it was really cool. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you, Abby.
Thank you.
We're all super proud of you.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
And I'm proud that you guys didn't leave me, because there was a moment last week. Laura, you don't know this, but we had the first year we came out swinging, million downloads, love country, talk to Chuck, we're crushing it. And then Chuck decided to be like, oh, I'm busy. And then Sammy goes on tour with Kenny Chesney.
I heard.
And then,
I'm left in Nashville just waiting for you guys to do something.
You're left in Nashville winning CMA Awards.
Exactly.
So now it was last week. I said, hey, do you guys want to do a podcast? You're like, ooh. And I felt like we were breaking up. I felt like it was one of those text messages where like, I don't even know if you have time for me anymore. I mean, if you're going to make time, maybe if you don't make excuses anymore, Chuck. I mean,
first of all, that is not even a little bit what I said. So do not even try and paint me in a bad light because I will read the receipts right here on air and drag you through the fucking mud.
I would love you to read that text.
I will read it. I will read it right here. I will read it word for word.
Your priorities have been in other places.
That's thank you.
And that is not the crime, Laura. I'm glad you brought that point up. I am very proud of my friend, Chuck. He is one of my besties. I am. Like the show that you've created and you've been a part of and you've been dedicated to on top of being a father and a husband and a friend. I am fucking giddy about it. You want to know?
Yeah.
You want to know where he dropped the ball?
Where?
Communification.
Oh, shit.
Tell me that you're busy. Tell me that we're not doing a podcast. If I can text you from the middle of Montana when I'm in the middle of a tour, you can have the decency to send me a quick text in between your Instagram story posts so I know your phone's in your hand and you can let me know what is going on. Yes. And I drew the line in the sand. So don't try and paint me in this bad light like I was breaking up with you and all this bullshit because I will drag you even harder than I already am right now.
I also, yeah, after all of that, I like how Chuck was like, Abby, are you out too? He's like, are you done too?
I never said I was done.
You're right.
I never said I was right, done. I was never rude. I was very straightforward.
Go to the tape.
And I was a very, I feel like.
I did see slight regret and shame on his face right now.
So. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I mean, I have it.
Good. For all of you that can't see it.
Chuck randomly texts us on Thursday, November 10th at 8 p.m. Podcast tomorrow.
Oh. Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere.
Well, this has been months. You've taken a month. That was Friday night. He tried to get us to come in.
No, that was the week before when he lied on air and said he was going to pay us $100. And he didn't do that
still
either.
Waiting for that.
My Venmo request is still sitting there.
Right.
Same.
So that was a week. And then the following week after, we had nothing. I requested $100 from you. You did not follow through. Then the following week is when he texted podcast tomorrow out of nowhere. And I responded after I had thought about it. Because I didn't want to sound like a bitch, because I'm not. I was actually just trying to make sure we were on the same page. I said, I'd really appreciate it if you could provide us some sort of schedule, a guest list, or any sort of goal or direction that we may be working for now. I'm not really interested in sporadic one-off episodes for the hell of it. It may sound harsh, but it's been 2 years and we're still aimless. I'm happy to brainstorm ideas if need be, but I do need some sort of commitment.
That was a breakup text.
This is the tea.
I'm not interested in the sporadic
I'm not.
Dates.
I'm
check,
not.
Check your phone.
Are you talking to me too, or just
check
her?
Your phone? Check both your phones.
I said I'd forgive you.
You didn't text. I didn't get a text from you. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Check your Venmo.
Did you fulfill it?
Hold on.
Check your Venmo.
You charged Charles Wicks for being a big fat liar. That's what it says.
Oh my god! What'd you say in mine?
No, I charged him, Abby. I took it into my own hands. I said,
I did too, though. Go.
Oh, he just ignored you.
I just sent you $100.
Also, I do have to say your Venmo photo is just like very official. It's like a headshot. What you look it? Very, you look like a, I mean, not that you're not a professional, but you know what I mean?
If you get money from me, it's for a good reason. Aww.
Usually when I get money from you is watching your dogs.
That's true. And plus, I don't like leaving money on the dresser, you know?
Wow.
Crickets.
Go.
Crickets.
Guys, come crickets. On.
No, I'm not going to indulge in that.
Come on, man.
You are a married man. I am not indulging in that.
It was still a funny joke. Jesus, where's
the
HR?
The crowd laughed. The listeners laughed.
Nope.
Oh. There they are.
You nailed it.
Okay, let's talk about you. I love this.
Yeah, sorry, we got distracted.
Oh, now these are my people.
Now I
Abby,
get it.
Sammy.
It's all from love, by the way. I mean, I'm sure you get it. You get work it. With him. You know, you want to.
She knows.
But like hug him at the same time. It's fine. He's harmless, and so am I. Until you piss me off.
That's true.
Anyways. I wasn't even pissed. I was just trying to make us better. I was just tired. I wasn't pissed. I'm just like, dude, what are we doing? It's been 2 years.
I know, you're right.
Like, imagine if you had a girlfriend who's still just like dicking you around for 2 years. Bro, shit it off the pot.
Hey, I know.
Yeah, right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to do something. Like, we got to move on or we got to be done. That's I can't be doing this.
That's so you moved on and you're back.
And now we're back with Laura.
Thanks to you.
Oh, yes. Have we described who Laura is?
Very briefly. We talked about mostly just her role in Shiners, but nothing previous from that.
We got to start from
all right, this is a big deal, guys.
I agree. We have not given her the time of day.
All right, so Laura Osnes, okay? The first time I met Laura, she walked into this dance hall. What was the name of the dance?
DC Dance Center.
DC Dance Center Factory. DC Dance Factory?
Factory, yeah. I think.
And she was going for the role of Violet in Shiners. Now, I briefly knew who she was. Thank God. Because if I actually did my homework and knew who was walking through the door, I would have been like, I'm not going to make this girl like audition for this part. She's got it. She's amazing.
It was meant to be. Okay.
She comes in. It literally, it was like a Disney princess floating on the floor. Stop. She comes in. I promise you.
You love Disney.
Oh, no. Wait till we it. Both, wait for it. She comes in. She's smiling. I'm like, who's this chick? Right. Then she, I'm like, is she going to nail the song? Because the song in Shiners is a difficult song.
It's a
right?
big sing. Yeah, yeah. It's totally a big sing.
So I was like, all right, is she going to like, please sing well. So I'm like, please.
Oh God, don't stop.
You know, it's like when yes. you see a hot guy yes. and yes. you're like, please don't sound like a fucking idiot.
Yes.
That's what was going through my mind. I'm like, totally please, get that. Please nail this. Yeah. So she starts singing. And she's crushing it. And then she's got the facial expressions on top of it. I'm like, oh my God, she's a good actress too. So then I'm like, you're in. So then I'm like, who just got the role of Violet? I start going down the rabbit hole. She was the original, wait for it, Cinderella on Broadway.
What?
Hammerstein and...
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
The original Cinderella. She was it.
Are you kidding
if
me?
If you go on Spotify... Here, hold on.
Oh, hey, I mean, I already got to be. I didn't know who Chuck Wicks was either. And I look you up and I'm like, famous for a song called Stealing Cinderella. And I was like, what?
Yes.
How serendipitous.
Right?
Very serendipitous. All right. Why?
So can we play? So if you go to Spotify right now.
Oh, we don't.
No, wait. If you go to Spotify right now and you look up Laura Osnes Cinderella, you're going to get track after track. It's amazing. And it makes my heart happy because backstage when we were rehearsing, and we sing Disney songs.
We do.
Last Thursday. She starts singing one of the Cinderella songs to me.
I was like, did you cry?
I could have cried.
Yeah, you
almost did.
I get lost.
And we do the duets. We like, we go on magic carpet rides and like, all the time. The light and like,
this is.
Wait, do one now, please.
No, hold on. I got to play this one first.
Is this the 10 minutes ago?
Yes.
That's what I start with Santino.
Do you want
to? Well, I only, I sing halfway through.
We fast forward to you, girl.
So this is you.
Yes.
Obviously. You're gonna know.
Like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again.
I can't even handle it.
How do you have a voice like that? It's like,
that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
You guys are so sweet. Thank
I don't
you.
Even need the visual. That's like insane. I'm just listening to you and I feel like you said, I feel like I'm in Disney World. I feel like I was dizzy from spinning in those cups.
Yeah. Yes. You know? You're at the teacup yeah. ride.
It's just a whirlwind.
It is. Yeah.
That was fun. That was a really, really special show to get to do. And obviously every girl dreams of being a princess, right? I got to wear the ball gown and the glass slipper and like dance with the prince and like sing these beautiful songs. It was really special. Gosh.
And you're from?
I'm from Minnesota, mm-hmm. Midwest girl.
I know.
Grew up there, moved to New York when I was 21, spent 15 years in New York, and just moved to Nashville last year.
I know. Ooh,
I love it.
God bless me, you know, because we got her, because she moved here. No one cares. Why aren't you girls laughing? You usually laugh at me. This is not fun anymore.
Yeah, he just likes when we laugh.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi. Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, so fast forward. Here she is. What are you going to say, Sammy?
Nothing. I'm literally just observing this podcast. I'm happy to be here. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. You're telling me that I'm not laughing. And then, like, I'm here.
No, I just miss
you. She already reamed you out.
So I got excited. I was excited coming here today.
You did come in really hot. I liked that energy, though. Yeah. I feel like you need to slam more Red Bulls or whatever you did on the way here.
I haven't slammed one yet, but I'm going to. And...
Do you sleep anymore, Charles? I'm starting to need a little nap. Charles.
I know. Thank you. Charles. When I go to Europe, that's what they call me. So,
Charles, have you ever been to Europe?
I've never been. Charles Wicks. That's why you know. Sorry, I'm a storm.
Have something wrong with you.
All right. So, listen. So, now you put it all together, right? I'm like a kid in the candy shop with this girl on Shiners. She comes in. She starts, What are you doing?
I wasn't watching. I had no idea what was happening.
Were you blowing down
your... Yes, I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
All right.
I didn't put a shirt on underneath the sweatshirt. Now I'm like warm because these lights. So I was just cooling off. I thought I had my own...
It's hot.
You love your mood lighting, Chuck. Can we turn one of those off?
I'm fine. I just...
Podcast in the dark.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That could get...
Chuck made a joke about leaving money on the dresser earlier, so I think I'm going to keep the lights on. Hands above the table.
Amateur.
Welcome. What are you new here? Anyways, so right, Laura's so, amazing.
So what other, so a huge Broadway star, to say the least. What other Broadway plays have you been in?
I made my Broadway debut playing Sandy in Grease.
Okay.
And then I did South Pacific, another Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. I did Anything Goes. I played Bonnie Parker in a musical about Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. And then Cinderella. And then an original musical called Bandstand. That's about great. A group of World War II vets.
No way.
Did you get discovered on a TV show?
I did. I won a TV reality show in 2007 that cast me in Grease on Broadway.
It's crazy.
Which show?
It was called Grease, You're the One That I Want. And we sang live on TV every week and America called in and voted like American Idol. And I ended up winning that competition.
That's
when I was
crazy.
21, it was crazy. It was wild. My dream came true. And the prize was to play Sandy in Grease on Broadway.
Did you ever get to meet... The original Sandy?
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Yes, we did. She was a guest judge one of the weeks on the show. So I met her then, and then she came to opening night. And I had a guest book in my dressing room backstage, mm-hmm. and she signed it when she came, and it says from one Sandy to another.
Mm-hmm.
Love, so Olivia Newton-John.
That's crazy.
That's so cute.
Yep.
R.I.P.
All right, so now you have this great, amazing career, right, in Broadway. You've made a name for yourself, won a TV show, meet Olivia Newton-John, stuff like that,
magical.
Right? Magical things. Then you come to a little old Nashville, right? And you're in this brand new show, never been done before.
Right.
We're hanging out all the time. But outside of that, you have a country, like a, I would call it a singer. It's definitely a country record, but more singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter country. Pop country, pop-ish.
But now country music these days is everything, really.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, it is everything. So I was listening to the radio on the way here. Breland had a song on with Lady A, I think. Like it's everywhere. It's country, it's pop, it's R&B, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which button do you? Are you in control of this?
I'm doing on my computer.
How far deep can we dig into your experience on Broadway and what led you to move here?
We can dig in.
I love it.
I'm okay. Fine.
All right. This song, I want you to listen to the words. And then I want you to tell me what it's about.
Which one is this?
Abby's like, test. Please give me cues.
Okay, yes. I'm just making sure. You told me to do two.
Sorry, this is our first podcast. Sorry, Laura.
And I don't know where it starts, really.
You amateurs.
Do it from the beginning. Do it from the like, beginning? Or from, yeah, like, 10 seconds in.
Okay.
But you took all the gold and the glitter and I'm trying to smile. But I'm still bitter.
All right, what's it about?
Every guy in Nashville.
Okay, good.
I think that it's obviously about heartbreak, but I don't think it's about a person. I feel like it's about, I don't want to say Broadway as a whole. I feel like that's like some experience that you had because you said that you're bitter, but like you could maybe come back or something along those lines.
Well,
and the winner is Sammy Shea.
Is it really?
Opa.
Well, I feel like the first whatever, like at the beginning when she was talking about lights, that's when I started thinking about not a person. We were like red, blue, yellow. I don't know. You were like listing colors.
City lights went green to red.
Sure. Yes. Mm. And but then I started to second guess myself because you said you can't forget a whole year in a day. So I was like, well, shit, she wasn't on Broadway for a year.
Time is relative.
So that's my guess.
I think I'll lead you into this and then I want you to tell it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can relate to your story. They don't have to be in Broadway. They don't have to be an actress. They don't have to be in the limelight, but they can relate to your story because it happened to so many people in the last few years.
Yeah.
Back because, things, because people think they should control what you do or make up things or control a narrative, but I will let you explain your story to us and then we'll jump in.
For sure. So yeah, thank you for even playing my song. And the song is essentially about, a difficult quote breakup I had with New York City last summer. I was, the industry was just kind of starting to come back after COVID and mandates were starting to be put in place vaccine wise in a bunch of venues in New York City. And I'd committed to do a one night concert that I had to back out of for that reason. And then a week later, it was all very discreet and respectful and great. And then a week later, there was an article in the New York Post saying that I was fired for refusing to be vaccinated. And the article kind of made it seem like I was vague about my status and put my coworkers at risk. And we hadn't even started rehearsals yet. And I actually was very honest and essentially felt like I was kind of punished for being honest. And for whatever reason, this kind of went viral and a lot of the industry and its fan base kind of turned against me and I lost several more jobs after that. And we kind of escaped down to Tennessee to start over. And then I met Chuck Wicks and got cast in Shiners and here we are. But it's interesting. Wow. It's so wild because I spent 15 years in New York and had a wonderful run there as we've talked about. And I'm really, really grateful for those years. And thought I was a lifer. Like I thought I was going to be there forever. And this, I think it would have taken something this drastic for me to consider leaving. And I love Nashville. Like Nashville has been such a safe haven, open, welcoming arms here. And I feel like it led to this album, which I don't think ever would have happened. Like I needed a creative outlet to share what I was going through. And I do think a lot of people can relate. I think a lot of voices have been silenced during this season. And I finally found a new way to use my voice, both in my music and in how I'm going to share about it and talk about it.
Yeah. I think it's I think it's, first of all, I applaud you for standing for who you want to be and what your beliefs are.
Thank you.
And not like, swaying to the masses or pressure. My wife went through similar things. Sammy went through similar things. A lot of my friends and family went through similar things.
Same.
Abby's a sheep. She just follows everybody. So I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Did you really?
Because I couldn't work like events out of Nashville if I didn't.
Yeah, so
which is so dumb.
It is dumb.
And yeah.
No judgment towards people who felt that way, but I don't think it should have been something that people felt pressure to have to do to be accepted in society, to work, to go to a movie or a grocery store or a restaurant. It was pretty wild for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now you see a lot of, wasn't it in New York that the people that got fired and from a hospital or something,
there
right?
was a Supreme Court ruling that allowed government workers to come back to their jobs and be paid back pay. So it's like police officers and some hospital government workers.
Did that make you feel good when you saw that?
It did.
Like that you were like, oh, okay. somebody else has seen what I seen what everybody was going through, and they're like, oh, that's right.
That wasn't right. What happened?
Yeah, that wasn't right.
For sure. And I am grateful for that. I'm excited for that. And I think it sets a precedent. And I hope that people are starting to realize the lives that were greatly affected by these mandates. But like the theater industry hasn't changed. You know, there's so many other industries that haven't changed. That was just for government employees, which great, good for them. I think that's incredible. And I'm happy for that too. But I think there are people, so many people's lives have just gone on still that a lot of people don't realize that there are mandates still in place. A lot of places preventing people from participating.
Maybe it was, I feel like it was supposed to happen though. This way.
I do too. That's
like,
the thing.
I feel like you, like you're given hard choices to make. And when you have like a really tough decision, like a real life-changing decision, like you had, you're then put in, when you follow your gut and your heart, you're then all of a sudden put in the right trajectory that you're always meant to be in.
Yeah.
Where if you try to make a decision on other people and all, you get pressured into it, then you always end up in the wrong spot anyway. So I think when you follow your heart, which you did, you end up finding a different place that you thought you would never be, which you are. And now I think everything's going to open up for you for years to come. So
thanks, Chuck.
I think it's going
to
be good.
I think, you know, there's something to be said for acting in courage when you face adversity and finding fortitude. I told you last week, I was like, my word of the month is fortitude, which means literally being able, a mental state where you're able to face adversity with courage. And it's like, whoa, that's exactly what's happening. Like, instead of feeling like, oh, I'm going to be silenced, or, oh, my opinion doesn't matter, my voice doesn't matter. I hope that by taking a stand and not apologizing and having a conviction will inspire other people to do the same, to make art from it or to stand up or maybe not be afraid to speak their mind. It's exciting. It's cool to be in that position. I did not volunteer for that position, and yet here we are.
Well, so. I also think there's a confusing message too, like where if you didn't get vaccinated, that means you think everybody that did get vaccinated is wrong. That's not the case.
Not for me. Like, nope.
It was just a personal choice. Like,
for sure.
And that's how we feel on this show, is that we don't care who you are, what you do, everyone deserves to shine. I say it.
Aww. It's fine. Way to bring it all in, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Well done.
Everyone's accepted here, okay?
Aww. See, and that's adorable. What it should be. Like, that's exactly how I feel. I'm like, great. Like, to each his own. Like, you do you, and I will love you the way you are. But a lot of that respect and love wasn't obviously
resignated.
Mutual and resignated about this issue.
Was there anybody else that you worked with? I mean, even just in New York City in general, doesn't have to even be on Broadway, that had a similar situation that you knew of, that anybody else, you know, not that they packed up their life and moved to Nashville and started over, right. But
to be honest, not publicly, and not to the point that this was. A lot of people reached out to me privately and said, oh my gosh, I got fired from the Rockettes. I got let go from the Book of Mormon tour. I got offered this role and couldn't take it but they see what can happen if you speak out. So everybody's kind of been undercover. Most of the actors I know. And for whatever reason, I was outed for this.
I will not say his name, but someone came to our show, Shiners, and it was your friend of yours.
Yes.
And I I was like fanboying a little bit. Like he's that popular, that famous. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like so he's like on your side. And he's like, oh, he's super cool.
Yeah.
And I was one of those guys.
Surprising.
Because we're not saying his name, we can tell the story of like how a lot of people are getting through the shuffle of things. Like, it's so easy now. This is why it doesn't even matter. It's so easy now to go get a vaccination card and not get vaccinated. I mean, it's so easy. I could call somebody right now and say, can you give me a card that says I'm vaccinated, please?
Yeah, right.
So I can go on a cruise. Done.
Right.
Done.
I haven't done it. Again.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you did.
I know, but
or you would be back on Broadway.
Hello. I don't know.
I mean, good.
That's very Mason Shiner moment. So,
what you don't know is Mason Shiner is me.
He's Chuck Wicks. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah.
I think I do know that. I'm realizing that. But yeah, no, a lot of people have, for me, like, again, it was an integrity thing where I just was like, I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to hide about it. I was truthful and then outed. And it was like, okay, I know a lot of people that have, again, been able to kind of stay under the radar. And, you know, I don't think I would have volunteer if I was still under the radar, I don't think I would have volunteered to speak up about it. But there's also something freeing about like being quote canceled, because you're like, I'm not going to apologize anymore. I'm not going to fight for a seat at a table that I'm not welcome at. I'm ready to find the people on the other side. That's the title of the album, who don't care and who love me for who I am and want to accept me for who I am.
There and that's go. That you're absolutely right. When you are canceled by someone, then you're not trying to be like sugarcoat what you're trying to say so you don't hurt their feelings. So then you just be like, listen, okay, fuck off. So this is how I feel, so you can go eat a dick.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it quite that way, but I do have a song called
Oh my God, I thought she was going to say, I do have a song called Eat a Dick.
Not quite. Maybe that'll be on part two okay, of the album. Oh, wow.
I should stop. I know you got a lot of fans of all ages. So.
Well, it's Talk to Chuck, so
he doesn't usually say this, though, either.
That's true. You know what?
We have a show tonight. He's getting a character. Again, he's getting a character.
I'm trying to get Sammy to come out of her shell.
I have a lot that I would love to say, but
say it.
No, I held the floor for a while now, Sammy. No.
I just, I totally cannot relate to being on Broadway or being canceled publicly, but I have, I feel for you. I'll put it that way.
I think I got
last year I had a different job. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So restructure.
There you go.
I can hear your mouth.
And have you found any redemption or hope through going through that really, really hard experience? Mm. Are you okay?
Well, I got to go on tour with Kenny Chesney. That was cool.
Hey.
I mean, definitely just I got let go at the beginning of January. So this year just like started off, obviously it was like New Year's and everybody's like, these are all my goals for this year. And I was like pumped and excited. And then the rug got pulled out from under me. My credit card information got stolen. I got ghosted and I got fired in the same 3 days. So it was a rough January.
Jeez.
But I just, you know, figured it out. Now here I am hanging out with you. So all good. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying anything, first of all. I'm just saying I feel for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And I think like there's also community and hardship. You realize everybody's gone through their own.
Oh, yeah.
Difficult thing.
Yeah.
I think it's made me a stronger person. It's made me more empathetic. And it's hurt me a lot, too. But I'm also like, I have compassion for other people who are going through it.
Did it make you realize when you're up in Broadway, did you see, this is going to sound weird, were you lost in the light, so to speak, where like all you cared about was like Broadway, the next gig? Has this made you stop and like smell the roses more?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think like I was always grateful and appreciative, and I felt like I was like called to New York and like loved it, but you're on the hamster wheel for like, you know, I was on the hamster wheel for 14 years running in that lifestyle and had a lot of favor, and I'm so grateful for that, and I still work hard, like I'm all ready to work hard, but it is different here. There is a peace that I didn't know existed that is lovely, and people here are like genuine and kind and out to help one another instead of compete with one another. And it's really refreshing.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of room at the table here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like pulling up seats for people at my table.
Yeah. Until you suck, then we kick you out.
That just might be Chuck.
But we're all
I'm still here.
Kidding. So.
I'm joking, Chuck.
Jeez, I got to work on myself. Abby yelled at me, by the way.
What were you guys just bickering about?
You were all whispering over there.
Well, she got mad at me and she's going to.
I didn't.
I'm allowing you to.
I just have never heard you say something like that before.
Say something like what?
She's going to take it out when I said eat a dick.
He said he told everyone to eat a dick.
Well, no, I went. Sammy, should we take it out?
I don't think we should, but I'm the wrong person.
You can bleep it. Eat a beep.
I literally don't care.
I think this is not a child show. I feel like that's really been.
This is what I think happened.
I just wasn't used to it. He got like, whoa.
I think Abby just walked off a CMA stage. Okay. So she's very like proper now. So now we can't. You know what I'm saying?
I have a filter. I just got to watch it. Just got to watch what we say here. Just kidding. I don't care.
Do we have to watch what we say? Because if that's the case, then I would also be fired from this job as well.
I'm used to like live radio where you do. Radio where you do. So a podcast, who gives a shit?
Oh, okay. We're kicking it off. Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we're doing all the.
She said the S word.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Oh my God. You know, Abby, is that vodka in that bottle? We're going to put an explicit warning on this podcast. It's going to be like, Laura Osnes was explicit.
This is
not me, it's Sammy was.
This is what's funny about it.
Obviously.
She will take the parts where she cusses
yes,
out.
And then
I'm not going to take that out.
You're going to leave it in?
Why would I take that out?
Oh, this is great.
You think I care?
Here's the thing is that when there's not a microphone in front of Abby's mouth,
Oh.
She be talking like this all the time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I really do, though.
She just becomes little like Miss Abby Anderson when the microphone turns on.
I know.
On.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I have not learned how to do that. Could you teach me that? I could learn a little bit from that.
Hey, did you did you just... We got like 10 more minutes. Did you just...
you guys have a live show?
Oh, yeah. It's...
Could you imagine, where's Laura and Chuck? Where's
should
Mason and Violet?
We talk about our song?
Which one? Oh, the Christmas...
Okay. No. Before we start, you better finish that mint in your mouth because I will not listen to your mouth noises in the... No.
Oh, you can't.
Absolutely not.
You can't do it.
I do not play.
He thinks the Altoids
I will leave.
Stop for
swallow it. Did you just swallow it?
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, and before we go, we got to talk about why you want me to go tonight.
Oh, that's right. But okay. Okay. First,
not me though.
Okay. All right. First things first. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go here first. All right. Laura. Okay. Oh, I didn't. I can't
even. ADD.
I'm sorry. I just saw a rabbit and a squirrel and everything.
Squirrel.
So
start with your song.
Some people will also know Laura Osnes, not only from Broadway, but, and a lot of people know you from this, is your Hallmark movies.
Oh, yes.
What?
Wait.
Yes.
Why did we not start with this?
I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
How many Hallmark movies have you done?
Five.
Five Hallmark movies. Five.
I watched five today. What the
fuck? Oh, my gosh. One of mine, I think, aired today.
Seriously.
I don't remember seeing you. I feel like I would have remembered.
Then it wasn't today.
Okay.
Name the Christmas, all Christmas?
Three Christmas, two non-Christmas.
This is very important.
Okay, so I'm only the Christmas gal. Sorry.
Very important.
That's fine.
Okay. Very important. Give me the three Christmas movies, or the ones that we can definitely watch now.
Yeah. Okay. So the three Christmas movies I made for Hallmark, one is called One Royal Holiday, and there's actually a lot of Broadway people in it. And we shot it in summer 2020, peak of COVID. We were one of the first things back, and the whole cast quarantined together at the inn where the movie took place.
So we all like lived together for like 4 months, three weeks. 3 weeks. It was okay. Really fun.
Is that where you had to kiss with glass in between you?
You always have to kiss. Oh, no.
I heard that.
We did not have to do that.
But you have heard of that, right?
That yes, had to do that? Okay. I have. Some of the productions I'm sorry. Did.
I just snotted. Like, what?
Yeah.
You had to kiss with glass?
No, we didn't. But certain producers made this, various COVID rules. We were tested like every couple days. This company, because we quarantined together, we were safe because we weren't going out into the world and coming back, which everyone is now.
It's like everybody
wants. Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
But this one, no, was fine. But then I shot two other ones during COVID before all this happened last summer. So three since 2020. And it was like gargling with mouthwash between kiss takes every single time so that everything was like sanitized. And then like masks and shields up till the moment before. Yes.
So mouthwash kills COVID?
Yeah.
Why didn't we just drink that? Yeah. Why didn't we just drink that?
Can I ask this? I like to ask this question. I kind of already know the answer, but. When you have kissing scenes or heavy petting scenes.
Wow. Hallmark, that doesn't happen.
Right, I was going to say, Hallmark's closed mouth kissing only.
Yeah, it's very innocent. Your husband's an actor too, right?
We met doing a show together, yeah. So but he doesn't act anymore. But yes, we met.
That's how you met. Because you were understudies. Get this, guys. Jesus.
I love you know my life story already.
Get this.
Synced up. Finishing each other's.
Sandwiches. See? All right, go. Jesus, go stop.
I don't have anything. No, I don't have anything to say. I'm listening. You're telling the story, Chuck.
No, I'm not. You met on the Aladdin.
Aladdin. My husband and I met doing a production of Aladdin.
And they were understudies. So that means they are the ones that like fill in if they get hurt or sick.
Sick,
right?
Or hurt, yeah.
So they're hanging out all the time together, learning the parts, singing.
I can show you the world. Is that all you can show me?
That's so cute.
Sure.
Yeah. Look how cute they are.
There they are.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yes.
She's like, wow, that is me. Yes. Yes.
So yeah, we were, this was way back in 2000.
Ooh, wait, you didn't finish five? The three Christmas movies. You gave us one.
Oh yeah. This is a tangent.
Yes.
Should I return or should we tangent? We have ADD.
No. But just go.
You can tell me later.
I just need three Christmas movies. Yeah. Go.
Okay. So One Royal Holiday, A Homecoming for the Holidays. Mm. And Christmas in Tahoe.
Great. All right. And the two other normal Hallmark movies.
One is called In the Key of Love. Oh. And then the other one is called Raise a Glass to Love. Mm. So much love.
So there's probably a lot of kissing scenes in those.
Oh, so many.
Okay. So to my original question about the kissing scenes.
Okay. Yes.
Does your husband... Are you burping?
Yes, I was doing it silently, like a lady, and you have to call me out. Like I literally moved away from the microphone in my own corner, and made it
in your own little corner.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Stop.
I was trying to do good, and you still had to blow up my spot.
This is why people love our podcast.
Oh, you guys.
Because we're real people.
We have not finished one sentence in 22 minutes.
You're right. Okay. Now, back to your kissing scenes.
Okay, yes.
Does your husband watch them with you?
Okay. Yes. I'm sure he doesn't like enjoy watching that. It's not that, but there's like a very mutual, professional, respectful understanding.
Like, she's also not in like 50 Shades of Gray.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like she's rocking a Hallmark sweater.
Exactly. Like, it's all like very innocent. And even so, like we met doing a show together, as you all know now. And like we had literally Aladdin and Jasmine get married at the end of the musical. And there's a kiss at the end of the show. Even when we went on together. And like a few days later, we actually started dating a few days later. And eventually he was like, so how about that kiss? Like it was pretty magical.
Wait,
right?
You guys kissed before you were dating?
Yes, we like that kind of
that
sealed
is some
the
Broadway
deal.
Shit.
It's nice.
It's a showmance, we call it.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, it's nice.
So, yeah. So like.
So how about that kiss? Was it good? Is that where you're like, wow, I actually want to lock this down?
That's what he said. He was like, so how about that kiss? Like it was pretty great, right? And I was like, babe, that was business. So we all know that even with the guy I was like crushing on, when it's on stage or behind the camera, like it is business.
She said, I got that bag, honey.
That's right.
Don't mix business and pleasure.
Okay.
But all they right. did.
And it worked out well. We've been married 15 years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
This is goals.
That's crazy. Awesome. All right. To all that, now we're fast forwarding to I have a Christmas movie coming out. On Hulu.
Yes. Okay. This is how many Christmas movies have you done?
One.
Great.
This is it.
Jesus.
Were a Christmas right? miracle. A miracle for Christmas.
A unicorn for Christmas.
Damn it. To my defense, you filmed it feels like a literal lifetime
ago. It was last year. So.
Yeah. Okay. It was like last summer, 2021.
It was last summer. Yes. So a little over a year ago. Anyway, so Unicorn for Christmas. It's definitely a kid's movie. Okay. Abby Witherspoon is in it, which is Reese Witherspoon's niece.
Okay.
I play her dad.
So cute.
In Georgia. December 4th, if you want to come hang out, we're doing a viewing of the part of the... What?
The movie.
The movie. Oh, my Jesus. Oh my I'm having a stroke. Yeah. We're doing a viewing.
A preview premiere.
Jesus.
At the Woolworth Theater.
Thank you. Oh.
Wow, I'm really going to be hanging at Woolworth that week.
Yes.
Because on the 5th, I'm going to the booth camp party.
100%.
Great. We're there 3 days a week already,
I might as well sleep in the back.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll give you a dressing room spot. You can be right next to me.
Love it.
I'm gonna get a pull-out couch in my office, FYI.
Sweet.
Seriously.
You can stay there.
Wow. No, Sammy, you can't use it. Yes, you can.
I live 3 miles from the Woolworth Theater. I will go home to my own beautiful home that I own.
That's true. I liked your... when you put up decorations, Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I put them up like after daylight savings, and the sun starts setting at your lunch hour. I'm like, I need a little bit of joy.
Yeah,
for sure.
What did you tell the people?
I said, Merry Christmas. No, I said, I pay for every bill that comes to this property, and if you have an opinion about how I decorate the home that I pay for, you can sit on a construction cone.
See?
And then I flicked off the camera and I said, Merry Christmas. And I meant it. Excellent. With a smile.
Excellent.
And you know how many people responded and said, good for you. I feel the same. Imagine living a life that you had the audacity to be upset about the way someone else decorates a home that you don't live in, mm-hmm. nor do you pay a bill for, nor do you have anything to do.
Get it.
What do you care?
Get it, girl.
Right. Exactly. You don't seem to have an opinion when I picked an ugly rug for my living room 2 years ago. Where were you for that?
Preach.
We are learning to care less and less about what other people think.
That's right.
Oh, I haven't been caring for a while.
That's right.
There you go. Right. Wait, Chuck, congrats on your movie though. I want to go back to say congrats, and it's great.
So the reason why I tied your Christmas movies with this Christmas, I do have a reason for my ongoing rants, is because we looked at each other and we're like, we need to do a movie together. And then we're like, well, you do a bunch of, once you're in the Hallmark family, you're in. Okay, you can just call him a Hallmark.
Unless you're Candace Cameron Bure.
First of all,
we don't have to go on that tangent. I just was saying.
All right.
Yeah.
JC.
All right.
Go back. You and Laura are going to be in a movie. I cannot wait for that premiere.
But she had a great idea. Why don't we do a Christmas song together? And then we give Hallmark this Christmas song together.
And then it and we're made like, itself.
Write a movie for us.
Yeah. Write this movie around this song. Dumb. Duh.
Okay, so my question is, are you going to be the successful lawyer in New York City, or are you going to be the hometown boyfriend?
No, I need to be...
You're going
to
be just that. Like that, gets off the plane and he like hops out of the truck.
I need to wear this vest.
She's like, oh my God, I remember giving you that vest in high school.
That's it. They say the flannel or the suit.
We have to save my grandmother's
You're the flannel.
Bakery. Sure. I will watch it. I mean, I know...
She knows the plot already. Do you want to write it for us, Sammy?
Listen, I would absolutely smash a Hallmark movie. Let's pitch some projects. I have thought about it, and my cousin Kelsey also loves Hallmark movies, and I have like... Listen, if you need ideas, I'm actually down.
Great.
You need to like keep it a little bit suspenseful. There's got to be like, you know, I got it. I got notes. I watch them all day, every day.
Yeah, no, we don't. No, it's you're right. It has to be good.
You got to want to turn the page so you can know what happens next.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
So we wrote a song.
Anyways.
And it's cute.
And we're going to sing it.
Oh, wait, so you did write it?
We wrote it. And we're going to sing it next week. We're going to the studio next week. It's fine.
Can you give us a preview?
No, we can't.
Why?
It's not ready.
It's literally your show and your song.
I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to. Sammy.
Stop it.
What is wrong with you?
We'll include a link later to song once it comes out.
No, I want
to
hear live. True.
When is this going to? We don't know.
Monday.
We don't know. This one?
This show will come out Monday.
This show's coming out Monday.
But can we compromise? And I'm just going to throw this out here, but like next on December 4th, mm-hmm. when we watch your show at Woolworth, can you guys sing that?
Maybe.
I would like to see it live. Not that I don't love, you know, listening on Spotify, but I am a brat and I want to hear it live.
All right. This is what we're going to do. Everybody's going to go look up Laura Osnes if you don't know who she is, because we have a lot of country fans here.
I know. Yes. So high country fans.
So at Laura Osnes, she's got like 200,000 followers. She's famous. And then, I don't have that many, but I, and then
I do.
Christmas movie coming. You've already got Christmas movies out.
Yep.
December 4th is
Unicorn for Christmas.
Unicorn for Christmas.
Woo! Is that open to the public?
Actually, Hulu. Yeah, it is. Okay. I think it comes out on Hulu Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's shit. So I'm going to drink so much wine and watch that movie. Yeah. Yeah. Mello Rosso.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Abby, congratulations. We're doing a recap.
Abby, love it.
Congratulations on your CMA award. Woo-hoo,
thank you.
For the best show in national syndicated so show. Yes. The Bobby Bones Show.
National and then personality.
National personality. Go figure. She's really barely said anything.
Go girl.
I'm kidding.
Goals.
Hashtag goals.
Okay. The title of your current EP is
On the Other Side. Check it out.
Okay. And then what else are we doing? Oh, this is why in closing, because we got to go. Because we have to do
a show. We have a show.
You have a show in legitimately 20 minutes.
Yeah. So listen, no. What, it moved to 8:30. So
I was like, we should.
I was like, you're really calm. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel that way.
So here's the deal. I want to invite you, Sammy, and you, Abby, to tonight's show. Because tonight's a special show.
Mm.
We have it's called a Shiner Block Party. Because Mark Block, the Block agency, who represents all the models and stuff and actors in town.
Oh, Lord.
Has hand-selected some of his top talent to come see the show and Instagram about it and, you know, post about it. And I feel like there's an after party afterwards down in the Twisted Wall in the basement. And I feel...
If you would have told me sooner, I wouldn't be wearing this. Like, I would have
been like a low cut. To Chuck's defense, he did tell you in the group text.
True.
I will stick up for him in that.
True. Thank you, Sammy.
Because
communication.
You know,
good job, Chuck.
Communa. But
that's what because did you say? He goes, he communa fucking cation.
Yeah.
That's because I remember. Because remember, I responded. He was like, Abby, you should come to the Shiners that night because we're having the Block agency guys.
Oh,
and I was like,
true.
Oh, cool. I'll go fuck myself. Is what I said.
That's true. See, you're not paying attention.
Again,
I was.
I have the receipts.
Keep going. I didn't know what you meant.
Oh,
by that.
Oh, you didn't text because you had your
the
CMA award.
The show's not till 8:30. You can go shopping,
her arm was weighed down by holding her award.
Hold on.
She couldn't
you say?
Text back. What
did you say, Laura?
I said the show's not till 8:30. You can go shopping. You can go get something in the next hour and a half till the show starts.
I agree. And also, your hair already looks banging. So
it does.
I think that you're halfway there.
All right, let's wrap it up. All right, Laura, love you. See
Chuck,
you on stage
love
soon.
You guys, you're great. Thank you, you for having too. Me. So grateful and you're honored amazing. To be here.
We'll see you soon.
Anything else you want to plug before we go?
That was great. All right. My Christmas concerts. But
oh, when are
well,
yeah. Jeez. That's fine. We have. That's fine. Where is your Christmas?
Utah and California, though. So do these people care?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey.
You'd be surprised. I met a lot of them this summer.
We have fans all over, Laura. This isn't just Nashville.
Sweet.
All over the globe. Do you have anything in Ireland?
You are beloved in the around the world.
The globe? I don't know if it's that.
I think you can anywhere you listen.
Let's book something in Ireland. Let's do it.
Do it.
I'm 50%
yeah.
Irish.
This is for all of Chuck's fans in Ireland.
Yeah.
I mean,
cheerio.
I got
what do people say in Ireland?
What would they say?
Oh my gosh. What is that? Irish.
The I'm thinking.
The lucky chunk.
It's Jesus. Like we're in the Outlander.
We better stop. We better stop now.
Whatever Chuck had for dinner, I need. Like, I need that in my life every day.
I feel like I offended some, like, at least seven
That's
people.
That's why if we're going to cut anything,
seven.
It should be that.
I don't know.
Whenever Chuck does accents, they do borderline on offensive, and I'm like, cut it. Absolutely do not.
Guys.
What did I ever do?
Brand new.
To be the one
hot off the shelf.
You all around it.
I'm going to take the TikTok approach with that. I'm just going to keep on playing it on my TikTok till it catches on.
Speaking of that song, which has nothing to do with anything, but I'm almost right? done with the baby wix candle that I got at your baby shower. And I was like a little bit upset about it.
Oh,
because
no
it, yes, but it also just like signifies how long Tucker's been here. And I was like emotional lighting it. And I was like, oh, should I just like save it? Why, Sammy? It's a candle. But like,
does it say, yes,
it says
say
baby
that.
Wix on it.
Yeah, we can get a report for you.
That's so
no
cute.
Problem. I'll get a report for you because I love you.
Oh, you're aww. Such a good friend.
Well, you know.
How meaningful.
Yes.
All right. Well,
tender.
I love everybody, and we'll see you. This will be airing Monday,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to promote this the whole weekend.
Rock on.
And then we're going to get
millions of more listeners around the globe.
That's right.
Millions.
Ireland specifically, please.
I like how you kept it clean. Meanwhile, Sammy's over there shaking.
I was excited about everything that just happened.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Here we go.
Anything else you want me to hit?
Dude, just love end it.
What's this one right here?
Bowling.
Start
we didn't get
the new. That's very Broadway.
It is.
Speaking of that, dude, is what that dude? The Frank Sinatra bar was supposed to open this year, and now it's not going to be here until spring of 2023, and I am distraught.
Doesn't surprise me. Construction. Look it up.
Okay.
I know all about it. Well, we're theater. Anyway, ShinersNashville.com.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.